Your microphone right now is lying to you, not maliciously, but structurally. It converts air pressure, changes into a continuous electrical signal, and then an analog-to-digital converter slices that signal into discrete numbers at regular intervals. That process is called pulse code modulation, or PCM. At 16 kHz, you get 16,000 amplitude measurements every single second. That is a lot of numbers. And here is the counterintuitive part, a transformer's self-attention mechanism, which compares every position in a sequence against every other position, would be crushed by that raw density. 1 second of audio becomes 16,000 tokens. 10 seconds becomes 160,000. The math collapses. So before any model sees your voice, the signal has to be radically transformed. And that transformation is the entire story of this lecture, Erica. The first step is framing. You cannot analyze a full audio stream at once, because sound changes over time. Speech is approximately stationary over very short intervals. Think of a single vowel held steady for 25 milliseconds. So the system slices the waveform into short, overlapping frames. Qwen 2 audio, for example, uses a 25 millisecond window with a 10 millisecond hop between frames. Before analyzing each frame, a window function, typically a Hann window, is applied. It tapers the edges of the frame toward zero. That prevents sharp discontinuities at the frame boundaries from injecting fake frequency artifacts into the next step. Small detail, huge consequence. Now the frequency domain enters. Each windowed frame gets passed through the fast Fourier transform, or FFT. The FFT is an efficient algorithm for computing the discrete Fourier transform. It takes a time domain frame, a list of amplitude values over time, and outputs the same information recast as amplitudes distributed across frequency bins. Stack those frequency snapshots for every frame in sequence, and you get a spectrogram, a time-by-frequency grid of energy. That is your first real picture of the sound. But here is what the spectrogram does not do. It does not weight frequencies the way your ears do. Human hearing is far more sensitive to differences at low frequencies than at high ones. A linear frequency scale treats 8,000 Hz and 8,100 Hz as equally important as 200 Hz and 300 Hz. They are not. The Mel filter bank fixes this. It groups the FFT bins into perceptually motivated bands whose spacing grows wider at higher frequencies, matching how the cochlea actually works. Qwen 2 audio uses 128 of these Mel bands. Then a logarithm is applied to the Mel band energies. That log compression squashes the enormous dynamic range of real audio into a range neural networks can actually learn from. The result is a log Mel spectrogram, a matrix of real valued numbers, one row per time frame, one column per Mel band. Remember, Erica, this matrix is continuous valued. Every element is a floating point energy estimate. That is a critical distinction. Log Mel features are not discrete audio tokens. Discrete tokens are integer codebook indices produced by a learned neural audio codec, a completely different pipeline. Confusing the two is one of the most common misunderstandings in this field. The key idea now is what the audio encoder does with that matrix. The encoder, in Qwen 2 audio, initialized from Whisper Large V3, runs self-attention over the sequence of Mel frame vectors. Self-attention lets each frame representation compare itself against all other frames. That means the model can connect a consonant at frame 10 with a vowel at frame 40, building higher-level acoustic representations that capture context, not just local energy. After the encoder, Qwen 2 audio applies stride 2 pooling. That means each output vector corresponds to roughly 40 milliseconds of original audio, not 10 milliseconds as the hop size might suggest. A projector then maps those pooled vectors into the same embedding space as text tokens. From there, a Qwen decoder-only language model predicts the next text token, conditioned on the audio representations and any preceding text. The output is text, not a waveform, not speech, text. The word decoder here means a causal language model, not a waveform synthesizer, and that distinction matters enormously, as you will see when we get to QN3 Omni. The takeaway is this: raw PCM is too dense, too unstructured, and too perceptually naive for a transformer to process directly. Framing and windowing make the signal locally stationary. The FFT shifts perspective from time to frequency. The MEL filter bank aligns that frequency view with human perception. The log transform tames the dynamic range, and the result, a 128 channel log MEL spectrogram, is the compact, perceptually grounded representation that gives an audio transformer something it can actually think with. Sound becomes algebra, and from algebra, meaning follows.